Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. This is WMUC FM College Park, and you are listening to Nervous Shell Collection.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMD.
All right. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well on this fine Wednesday. It's Wednesday, April 1st. Happy Fool's Day. And yeah, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park Radio 90.5, I believe. my name is Jordan, and the show is Nervous Child Collection. So welcome, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new, welcome. And excited to, you know, be here for another week. I almost canceled, but, whatever. And I'm kind of just going to be doing a continuation of what I was doing last week, actually. So last week I, just playing some springy songs, in my opinion, and this week it's 85 degrees again today, as it was pretty much last week, I think, at this time. So just continuing the good vibes with that. So yeah, let's just keep it rolling. I'm gonna start with a classic, Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. I'm a New Jersey girl, born and raised, so Bruce Springsteen, the boss, has always been a part of my life, and it's important to share his music with anyone who's not as familiar, which really everyone is, but I'm always screaming Bruce Springsteen from the rooftops. So Born to Run, I think, is one of his strongest songs ever off of his album Born to Run, but I'm talking about, you know, the title track right now. And the album in general, I think, is absolutely fantastic front to back, and there's really not much that you won't get from it. So yeah, if you're unfamiliar with that album, I highly recommend it. But otherwise, I will just get started with the episode. All right, this is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. Hope you guys enjoy.
Glory and suicide.
All right, that was Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. What an electric song. Truly love it. Next up, I am going to be playing Do You Understand What Has Happened to You by Slaughter Beach Dog. Slaughter Beach Dog is manned by Jake Ewald, who is a former member of Modern Baseball, who has since they indefinitely broke up in 2017, but Jake Ewald was one of the main singer-songwriters, band members of that band, and now he, since Modern Baseball fell apart, he has been performing as Slaughter Beach Dog, and he makes some pretty great music, so I recommend checking him out, especially if you're a past or present Modern Baseball fan. So this is Do You Understand What Has Happened to You by Slaughter Beach Dog. Hope you guys enjoy.
We crammed the second-hand furniture furniture into her car. Cracked paint flaked off and fat chips on the back seat. With swollen trash bags of t-shirts, swimsuits, old shoes, a violin bow sticking out the window. Annie gathered and bagged the unread mail as I milled about, memorizing light switches, water stains, dropped the key in the letterbox, and drove off.
All right, that was Do You Understand What Has Happened to You by Slaughter Beach Dog. That became a favorite song of mine after it was Labor Day, actually, or maybe it was the 4th of July. One of those days. I just was in the same place both times, so I'm recalling both. But I was with my friends sitting around a bonfire in someone's backyard, and someone turned that song on. The stars were out, we were making s'mores, everything was great, all of my favorite people in one circle, and that song was playing, and I was just entranced, truly, and that's been one of my favorite songs since. Alright, next I'm going to play Heatwave by Snail Mail. I haven't listened to it yet, but Snail Mail actually just released a new album called, it's Ricochet something. I'm gonna figure this out. 1 second. Ricochet. Oh, it's just called Ricochet. My bad. Yeah, so Snail Mail just released new music. Have yet to listen, but I'm looking forward to it. But this is off of her 2018 album Lush, Heatwave. It's an incredible album made right out of high school, I think, for her. So, pretty cool. All right, this is Heatwave by Snail Mail.
Spending every
All right, that was Heatwave by Snail Mail. Kind of crazy to think that an 18-year-old did all that, but hey, she's talented. What can you say? Next, I am going to go to Bleachers and play Chinatown. Kind of related to the first song of the day, Bruce Springsteen is actually a feature in this song. So Chinatown is a song off of Bleachers' 2021 album, I believe. Yeah, 2021 album, Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night. Incredible album. Saw it live on tour. Incredible. And Bleachers as a band, one of my favorites. Shek Antonoff is one of the most talented musicians of all time, in my opinion. Musician, producer, etc. And Bruce Springsteen, of course, being on the track makes it all the better because Jack Antonoff is also a Jersey boy. And he is really inspired by Bruce's music, and the influence that Bruce brought onto Jack is just very well portrayed, I think, in Bleacher's music. So, not enough good things to say about it. So, this is Chinatown by Bleachers featuring Bruce Springsteen. Hope you guys enjoy.
Cause I want my friends and my
All right, that was Chinatown by Bleachers featuring Bruce Springsteen. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Truly one of my favorite songs ever. It's had a profound impact on me over the years. Yeah. All right, let's turn the notch up a little bit and play some Wednesday. Wednesday is like one of my new favorite bands. I've really fallen in love with their music over the past 6 months. And this is one of the songs that, like, more recently I've become a really big fan of. It's called Toothache, and it is off of their, I think, 2021 album, Twin Plagues, which I'm not as familiar with. I'm a really big fan of their most recent two studio albums, Rat Saw God and Bleeds. And Bleeds is how I got into them, and just, like, every couple of weeks I feel like I'm just gaining, like, more insight to their music, getting to know their music better, and then, like, a cycle of, like, oh, I really like this album, and then I explore a little bit more, and then I fall in love with the next album, and it's just, like, a constant cycle. And Wednesday has easily become one of my favorite bands, taking spots of some of my favorite and favorite songs and songs that I'm most impressed by. And Toothache is just one that I found recently and has just been really loving. So, yeah, this is Toothache by Wednesday, and I hope you guys enjoy. That was Toothache by Wednesday. Really love that song. And to keep up with some higher energy and more like all emoji-sent music, let's hear Turn It Off by Paramore. Paramore, aka Hayley Williams, one of the greatest bands of all time. And I found myself really falling more and more in love with Paramore's music every day. I didn't grow up listening to them as much as I probably would have imagined myself to, but a late bloomer in terms of Paramore, but can't get enough of their music, as always. And Hayley Williams does have, like, one of the greatest voices in pop punk, emo music, whatever, of all time, I would say. I think she stands out, like, tremendously among vocalists, like, female and male vocalists. So, yeah, this is Paramore's incredible Turn It Off. Hope you guys enjoy. That was Turn It Off by Paramore. Next up, we are going to play Legit. No. No. Sorry. Changing my mind. April Fools, actually. We're going to play The Weeknd by Modern Baseball. This is such a a pivotal song for so many people that listen to bands like Modern Baseball, The Front Bottoms, whatever. This song is truly revolutionary. It means the world to everyone, I think, and I love listening to this song as it's getting warmer because it reminds me of the fact that, like, when it gets warmer, then that's when being outside with my friends and bonfires, swimming, hiking, all these things are, you know, coming soon. And that's kind of what this song makes me feel like and makes me think of. So, yeah, this is The Weeknd by Modern Baseball, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Though I seem cool, calm, and collected, making my way to hipster with glasses was a little more than just nerve-wracking. Kinda just counted on her
to turn me into goo. Praise whatever, it ended with a smile.
Alright, that was The Weeknd by Modern Baseball. What a wonderful song, truly. Alright, I've got time for a couple more. I'm gonna play next, Bodies by Car Seat Headrest. I have not listened to this song, honestly, in a while, but it's a really great song and probably one of the more or most popular songs by Car Seat Headrest. Fun fact, Car Seat Headrest has performed in the exact studio that, you know, WMUC is in. They signed the wall in the live studio, fun fact. And actually, another fun fact is Car Seat Headrest on a different album called Teens of Denial. This song is off of Twin Fantasy, but off of their album Teens of Denial, I think the first song is called Fill in the Blank, and at the beginning, the intro is like someone speaking into radio saying, and you are listening to Car Seat Headrest. That's actually directly from the studio, like the seat that I'm sitting in. It was some people at WMUC, like in the studio saying, now you're listening to Car Seat Headrest, and Car Seat Headrest was performing. So, fun fact, someone from UMD introed and was included in a Car Seat Headrest album. So, yeah. Very cool. Anyways, this is Bodies by Car Seat Headrest, and I hope you guys enjoy this one.
Those are
Alright, that was Bodies by Car Seat Headrest. Alright, I've got just about like one-ish more song for you guys. We'll see what timing leaves us. But this is What's Up by Four Non Blondes. If there isn't a Hopecore song, like, there is no other Hopecore song like this one. So, enjoy. This is What's Up by the Four Non Blondes.
Still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, yeah.
5 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Right, that was What's Up by Four Non Blondes. And I guess I have time for one more. Let me think. Let's do, I played this, you know, at the beginning of the semester, but it is a great song. Listomania by Phoenix. I think it's just enough time for it, so let's hear it. Listomania by Phoenix. One of the best songs ever, truly. Hope you guys enjoy.
Oh,
right, that was Listomania by Phoenix, and that about has it for today. If you tuned in the whole time, I appreciate you. Hope everyone is having a beautiful Wednesday and has a beautiful rest of their day. The show is Nervous Child Collection. My name is Jordan, and we will be back. Actually, I don't know actually for sure if I'll be back next week. I may be busy, but typically, you know, 4 to 5 p.m. on Wednesdays. Appreciate you all always. And yeah, one last thing I want to say before I go is that unfortunately, my girlfriend's dog passed away yesterday. So this episode and everything I do today is dedicated to that dog, Yogi, who I loved with my entire heart. And if I talk about it for too long, I'm going to start crying again. But this is just my informal way of saying that today is Yogi's day and I miss that dog already. So yeah, cheers to that. Yeah, everyone have a great rest of your day. This was WMUC FM College Park Radio, and I am signing off. Have a nice day.